You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand Association for Migration and Investment, or NZAMI, is a professional association for immigration advisors. They work closely with Immigration NZ and the Advisors Authority. I spoke to June Ranson, an immigration lawyer and chairperson of NZAMI, about the proposed New Zealand Values Bill and the rhetoric around it. I first asked what their stance on the bill is.
Well, I think the key point that's been intimated is that people should in fact be signing a paper when they come into New Zealand that they are in fact going to comply with New Zealand's values.
Mm-hmm.
And I have made the comment that this is rubbish. It won't work. Many people who come into this country, they wouldn't necessarily understand what is there and what they're signing up to.
Mm.
What it comes down to is education. And I do believe that Immigration New Zealand has a role here with regard to training new migrants coming to this country.
So what you're saying is you don't think that what this bill proposes to do is going to do that thing?
I have not read the bill,
because
I haven't had time to, but what I'm saying is asking people to sign a piece of paper agreeing to New Zealand values, it won't work.
Mm. Do you think there even is sort of a homogenous, consistent set of values that all New Zealanders share anyway?
It's by living... I know exactly what they're trying to do, because they realise that people who come to this country, they bring with them their own cultural values and understandings. And unless those people are made aware of the key differences, and it's a cultural aspect, they're not going to change. And the concerns are the various ways in which some cultures regard females, and you get female mutilation, etc. You get all the corruption, all of the sort of thing that we do not want in our society.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the responsibility of migrants who come here. They've got to be looking at why are they actually coming?
Mm-hmm.
And what we generally find, it is for a better way of life. So they need to understand before they come here, because we are the last country before Antarctica, what is their true reason for coming here, and to understand what our values are. I do not say people should leave behind their culture, and with this, I mean, I think it's wonderfully enriching that they bring with them their parades and that sort of thing, and I mean their foods. We can learn so much, but it's all about living in a diverse culture and being accepting of one another, but in the most harmonious way. And they do need to understand what are New Zealand values. And if they're not taught that, it's not about, you know, going to a bank and opening a bank account, which is what immigration does now. It's more than that. It's understanding what makes the people of this country operate and tick successfully.
Mm.
And that's not what is happening, because nobody's actually telling them this.
So what sort of education then would you propose is a valuable way of, I guess, integration for migrants?
Well, look, there are various options available, and it's just the investment that needs to be put into this. But it's about training the people in learning about being in a safe environment, what our expectations are, and it applies across all cultures, and what our values in this country are. Our values in this country have been changing.
Well, values kind of in their whole state, they constantly change.
Of course.
Because they apply to whatever context they exist in, and what's important at that time, you know, it changes.
But we do believe in equal opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the idea is that if a person puts their mind to something in this country, it really is true that a person really can achieve without going through corruption.
I mean, there are limits to that in terms of socioeconomic class, and that applies globally.
I know, but I mean, even the poorest people, I mean, even with refugees that have come in here, they have excelled amazing against all the odds that have been adverse to them. So it does come down to attitude.
Whose attitude?
The attitude of the individuals.
And what would you say if someone faces negative attitude from the society that they're coming into? Do we have a responsibility as well?
Well, I do believe that people do need help when they come here. They don't know what they don't know, and they do need help and guidance. You don't just dump them here.
Yeah.
They've got to be looked after. And the other thing, we want to avoid the enclaves that occurs in many countries of the world. I mean, how these people need to feel comfortable to be mixing with Kiwis. So proper cultural guidance and awareness should take place, and that is a responsibility of the government.
I read through a bit of the code of conduct from NZAMI. One of the statements was members will respect vulnerability of migrants and not exploit that. In what way are migrants vulnerable, and how do you think this bill and the rhetoric around it affects these vulnerabilities?
Well, as I said, I have not gone through that bill, but what I know is what's been reported in the media.
Yeah.
In many cases, it is in fact migrants who have in fact been in this country for some time that take advantage of their own people.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we see the buying and selling of jobs for a start off,
okay.
And quite often this is the people of their, have the origins from the country of where the actual migrants are coming in. You see, migrants are, as I said before, they're exceptionally vulnerable, and they, in many cases, are desperate people.
Mm.
And I'm thinking here of the poor students, and I am delighted the government has made a change with what they've done with the policy on that, because that had been going on too long, the exploitation of the international students. And we just got to see how that beds down and how it actually works out. But, I mean, we would still like to see things change with that, but it won't happen overnight. There needs to be responsibility. If they're going into the universities, then, once again, the university. But I still say it comes back to the government to be able to provide appropriate cultural training so that they know what are the acceptable practices in this country. And it's all about expectations and these people being made aware.
My final question for you, in terms of immigration legislation, is this focus a valuable use of political resource, or do you think there are other things that should and could be focused on?
Well, they're working very hard to keep New Zealand safe. And with what's going on in the world today, New Zealand is seen as a very safe place to come to. And I mean, we're hearing about these bunkers being built, etc. And we want to keep New Zealand safe. So I think the revenue that's going into immigration, yes, it's just, are the funds being used appropriately in the various areas within immigration New Zealand? But I do believe that the minister is certainly working on that. Because, I mean, we've just got to keep our borders safe. We don't want everybody in here. I mean, we would be horrified to think that we've let a terrorist on in, a would-be terrorist.
Right.
And we don't know this.
Do you not think this kind of promotes, though? I've migrated to several countries myself. Generally, people who move to another country, they're just a normal person. Do you not think this promotes the idea that people who weren't born in New Zealand are bad people and their only input to the country is negative?
No, not at all. I mean, people, if they have the talents that New Zealand wants, then by all means. But I mean, they have to go through the appropriate checks and verification. No, I don't want to see happen here as what has happened in many countries overseas, with regard to like it becoming a police state or anything like that. Not at all. But I do think that we do have to look carefully that the right people are coming here for the right reasons, and so that they can in fact be for the benefit of New Zealand developing.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to me, June. Is there anything else you'd like to add just at the end of that? You don't have to, but I like to give people space.
Well, I think migrants offer something absolutely wonderful to this country, and it really does help this country in its own development and the overall benefit. But I do believe it's not all one way, in as much that New Zealand has got to be welcoming and help these people in their adjustment phase.
Mm.
It's very, very important.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.